BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Every day I'm shuffling. I don't think I'll ever be able to hear that song ever without thinking of that awful dance I did on TV.
You ruined it for me as well, this song.
Well, thank you. It was just me and Ollie Mears, actually.
I always think of you in that ridiculous outfit that you had to wear.
Where we dressed up as LMFAO. That was only about 4 or 5 months ago.
Really?
But I can still... see if I can remember the dance sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's still there.
You like to bring it out every now and then when we go out.
Well, it's the only dance I can do. That was LMFAO. And before that, Rita Ora. And good morning, it's 6:42. Moyles off this week. So this is Scott Mills. Busting out the shorts already this morning. See, that's a gamble in it at this time.
Yes.
Because when you get up, you're like, oh, it's really warm. And then by 10, it'll be raining. I look like an idiot.
Yep.
Natalie's on Twitter saying, I see that you're wearing shorts this morning. Have you seen that? Are we on... webcam,
yeah. Right, of course. I forget about those.
Are you wearing flip-flops as well? No, I would never wear flip-flops. Apparently, she says that is deemed unprofessional at work. I don't really ever go as far as the flip-flops. I always just do the shorts.
It is weird here. They don't really give us a dress code. I remember the first day I started here, I boshed a shirt.
Yeah.
And
what did you expect on the door, like smart casual, otherwise you're not coming in?
Oh, I don't know. Most workplaces, you're expected to put on a tie, aren't you?
No T-shirts, no trainers, lads.
It's very easy going here.
They are. You can wear pretty much what you want.
I don't like it.
Look at Jamila Jamil.
Yes. I think they should enforce a dress code here. I think it all needs smartening up a bit.
Everyone needs to look a bit less shabby.
Yeah.
Morning to Caroline, who is only up early because she's on her way to Crete. I like it when people only ever see this time of day when they're going on holiday. Hello. I am loving Twitter already this morning.
Why?
It's great because you can find out what people are doing. For instance, I already found out that Nicole Scherzinger is busy recording her next album in the studio and is very excited because she's just got to 2 million followers on Twitter. 2 million?
Mm.
I want to have some kind of party if I ever get to that sort of Twitter
follower. To 2 million?
I won't get 2 million ever. But I've got like... If I get to 800,000, I'm thinking of like having a party at my house.
What? And everyone who follows you is invited?
Yeah. That's the rule of parties, though. Okay, so you've got 800,000 people. You invite all of them. Not even half of them will turn up. They won't.
But if they... Well, even if half of them turn up...
Well, we'll just have a street party.
Logistical problems. And also, is that going to be the guest list? Do you need to print that out and then I'll be on the door or something just checking names?
Yeah. Just to check you're a follower.
With 800,000 people?
I just don't think anyone's done it yet. Like, if you have that many followers, thank them by giving them a party, you know?
Yeah.
I've also learnt this morning that James off of Busted is thinking about going into a tattoo parlour.
Do you follow him?
Yeah.
Why?
He's living the high life in LA now.
Is he?
But he hasn't forgotten. Like, get over it, it was 10 years ago. He's thinking today about going into a tattoo parlour and getting a flux capacitor tattoo on his chest.
Brilliant. Is he still Son of Dork? Or is he something solo now?
I don't know. And also, Cher, off of the olden days, has had a colonic. You see, I've learned all that before 6:30 this morning, just from checking.
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, yesterday, my neighbours were having a lush-smelling barbecue over the fence. You know, it just wafts over. Since the Jubilee, when everyone was kind of like getting together with their neighbours, and it's a bit less awkward after all the street parties that were had, even though on my road there wasn't one.
Yeah.
Because it was a washout.
Sort of failed, didn't it?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was just they'd put even like hay bales out in anticipation so people couldn't drive down there. No one did.
No one even tried.
There was a lady with a trestle table and some homemade lemonade under an umbrella.
Yeah.
And two people. I took pictures.
The weather wasn't very good as well,
awful.
Was it?
But since the Jubilee, when everyone's like, yay, come round, what are the rules if you are home alone and their barbecue smells lush next door? What are the rules about inviting yourself over?
Well, of course not. What do you mean? What?
I just wanted to like go over and be like, hi, it's Scott from next door.
Were you planning on bringing food?
The sausage.
Were you going to bring food?
No,
or?
But they've got all the foods. I could have bought a bottle of wine and got a spare bottle of wine in my fridge, but I just wanted to know, has anyone actually done that?
Well, look.
I don't know my neighbours at all. Like, it doesn't count if you know your neighbours, but if you have never really met them before, never really introduced yourself. Is it okay just to go over and have a burger?
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are saying if I do take some wine round or a couple of beers, it's fine. Mm. I'd be welcomed with open arms. Sue in the Highlands says, if it's okay to join in a barbecue, I am set from Easter till October as I live opposite a campsite. Yes, breakfast, lunch and dinner sorted for 7 months. There's nothing wrong with having 3 barbecues a day. Remember when Becky was having 4?
Yeah. she loved it.
My mate's South African neighbours, who we never knew, just turned up on the door, knocked and asked to come in. They bought booze. That's from Matt in Wickford. That's the rules. Bring the booze, fine. My neighbour simply hung over the fence and demanded a burger when we had a barbecue the weekend. Gave him a burger, went away. That's all I want. It's just one and I'll be off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm particularly enjoying that one member of the team on this show this morning fell asleep in the park yesterday afternoon for 3 hours. It's just a bit too long, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Half hour nap in the park is fine. 3 hours, you just have that immense paranoia of, who's been watching me?
Yeah.
Did I dribble? Has anyone taken my sunglasses, wallet, other belongings, etc.? Just wake up dazed and confused, like, oh, it was starting to go dark. That's these hours for you. It's a bit like, I also particularly enjoyed it recently, Chris, when I was in Zante with you, and you decided that your room was far too hot when you got in.
Yes.
So then decided to sleep on one of the sun loungers.
Yeah.
Not realising that they do have a lot of mosquitoes in Zante.
Oh, God, yes. I got bitten to shreds.
Yeah, like, everywhere. And also, like, even on your bum.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It's like, how did they get in there?
It was really uncomfortable. That's why I decided to go back out into Zante town.
That's right. You went hard, then went home, then went hard, then went home again.
Yes. Just because of the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Because no matter how hard you try, along with not being able to put the toilet paper down the toilet in Greece... Still weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, please put it in this bin. I don't feel
comfortable. Never going to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not.
No, same.
I don't think anyone does. But also, the room key works the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's like 40 degrees outside. Takes you at least an hour and a half before it's even slightly acceptable temperature to go into your room, which is a furnace. Unless you can work out a way of tricking the air conditioning with some kind of credit card or maybe piece of cardboard.
Well, like we tried, didn't we?
We would, like, it was like a film. We were, like, trying to definitely, like, pick the lock, like, do the air conditioning. Mm. It just wasn't working.
No.
It's 7:15. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Coming up, some Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady. After 8, some VIP tickets to Leeds this weekend, if you want them. And Phaser will be here. And he was in Edinburgh with us last week on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Didn't know what to expect. Had a lovely time. So we'll catch up with him as well. Now, Greg's big thing this week, Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There we are, 2 one-hit wonders there. Combine their talents to try and get another hit.
Well, surely it's guaranteed then.
Well, yeah.
You'd
hope so.
Right.
Because, as I was saying, one-hit wonders, they generally don't better their first hit. Carly Rae Jepsen will never do a song as good as Call Me Maybe ever again. Owl City, you'd hope that they would do a better song than Fireflies, but I can't see it. So why not get together, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then just give it a go. You know, they've got to pay the rent like all of us.
Yeah.
Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen and Good Time on BBC Radio 1. Good morning, I'm Scott Mills. Greg loves that, it's his big thing. It's one of those ones where you're like, oh, I don't like this, but then you actually secretly do.
Mm.
It's going to grow on you. It's 7:20. Someone says, if you are on holiday in Greece, do not put the toilet paper down the toilet. Okay, I'll put it in that little bin like they tell me to. Not. And also, ask for another room key, you doofus. No, because the hotel I stayed in only has one of those massive door keys from the 70s. It's not a card one. It's still an old-school key, so that they don't have any separate ones.
Yeah.
So you have to find something else to jam in there, unfortunately. A lot of people are saying that. And also... Yeah, you should have asked for 2 keys. Yeah, I know. All right, but they don't have them. OK, it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady, with what you have been emailing this week. Anything gets on, to be honest. Like, there's no quality control, so just email away. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hi.
And possibly Grimmy. I was in France listening to RTL2, some radio station, when Lily Allen's 22 started playing. It was one of these foreign versions, though, so after she'd finished the chorus, a man started singing the verses in French. It was very strange. Just thought you'd like to know, as you love the foreign cover versions of songs. Cheers, Ewan, off of Burnham. P.S. I'm very sorry, I forgot to fill in the absence form from the show while on holiday, but I get the podcast. Is this okay?
That's okay if you get podcasts, but otherwise, if you're going on holiday, you need to fill in the correct form to say that you won't be listening for that time. Or find someone else that can listen in your place. I do like foreign versions of songs. Do you remember, we were in that cab the other day and they had Radio 2 on, and that Simple Plan track,
yeah,
Summer Paradise, they've done a version completely forgetting Sean Paul.
It's like he was never there.
It's like he never happened. Maybe on the original he wasn't. Also, when we were in Zante, there was a version of On the Floor by J-Lo. Son Pitbull.
Yes, yeah. It was.
And I hate to say it, without Pitbull, that track is lame. I know. It sounds like it could
be... You never thought you'd say that.
Well, no, but it sounds like it could be one of her songs from the late 90s.
Mm.
But Mr. 305, in this instance, did well. Right, let's hear this. So this is Lily Allen, 22. I love French radio.
When she was 22, the future looked bright.
So this is the one we all know.
But she's nearly 30 now, and she's out every night.
French radio version.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the
no,
one...
No, that's wrong, hang on. No, French radio version. Hello. On this it says 22 brackets French version, but I've heard no French. Oh, hang on, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Also, French radio, they leave all the swear words in.
Well, right. Hang on, this worries me then. Is there...
Oh, I don't know. Have
we checked this?
Have we checked this? All fine, yeah? The first time you hear, like, if you go to France on holiday, it's like, how are they playing that?
Mm.
How is that allowed? Yeah, anyway. And next.
Hi, everyone on the show. Just giving you my notice that I'm leaving the country for a whole year, so I won't be listening to the show. Okay. I'll make my mum download the free downloads, but I won't be listening until I get back in August 2013. I'm going to Namibia to teach in a school in the middle of nowhere, so won't be on the internet.
That's cool, but thank you for the notice.
I'm kind of worried I'll lose a lot of my Twitter followers due to my lack of tweets, so I have a proposal for you. If I give you my username and password, can one of you tweet on my behalf? I'm guessing Chris will have more free time than Scott or
That's
Becky.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just every few days, opinions on TV shows, pics of food, tweets saying I'm having a sick night. That would be great. Thanks. Obvs, love the show. Mary, 18, Welwyn Garden City.
Do you want to take over Mary's Twitter?
If I'm honest, no. I'm just thinking it's extra work. I don't know, I just don't really fancy it. I don't know what I'd write. Because I can't do updates from me, can I? I've got to pretend to be this person.
Do you have to impersonate that person? Is that probably not allowed, is it?
I don't want to get arrested.
But then pop stars, you know when you see pop stars' Twitter, it's like, you didn't write that.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Well, in that sense, it's probably all right then, so yes, I will.
Okay, good.
P.S. I once introduced the show, the one off of the Jedward video. They never followed me in the end, sad smiley. But I got 50 new followers. Wahey!
Wahey! That was the girl that was in that Jedward video.
Yeah, with, bad behaviour.
Yes. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was listening to your podcast because I never get the chance to listen to your show. And you were on about mini versions of things you find in shops, like mini washing up liquid bottles.
I'm obsessed.
I happened to be near a large supermarket that rhymes with Wainsbury's. And this woman came and sat down next to me. I ended up doing that awkward smile thing that you do to strangers. She then took her handbag and pulled two huge unwrapped burgers out of it. I had to hold in my giggles, but couldn't do it any longer when she pulled out a mini bottle of ketchup and began squirting it on her burgers. Is that one? Anyway, I just thought you should know this, because then she pulled out some mini hand sanitizer as well.
Yes.
Love, Rhiannon, 14 and 10 months and a bit. Smiley.
Thank you, Rhiannon. You know I'm obsessed with just miniatures. You know, you can get miniature shampoo now, you can get miniature toothpaste. And because I've been doing a lot of travelling recently, everything in my house is now miniature.
You're quite weird, because you like miniature things and then you like extra large things as well.
Well, yeah, no, I went through a stage of, like, having massive shampoo bottles and massive washing up liquids, and now it's all about the small ones. But I like it that she brings the condiments with her in her bag to squirt over her burgers.
Do you remember we saw that person at the airport who brought a bottle of ketchup with her? In her hand luggage.
Yes, see, it happens all the time.
She took it out at security, and I was thinking, why?
I know.
Why would you do that?
No, you can't take that through, madam. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, if there, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L, and Chappers, if he's still in the toilet reading the paper.
Oh.
I overheard two ladies at work discussing Greek yogurt and maple syrup, and how she likes to pour it over her kumquats. Cue childish laughter on my behalf. Love you, bye. Daniel, off of Bolton.
Still my favourite clip on Innuendo Bingo from 80s Soap Dynasty. Joan Collins.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
People actually do that.
Dear Scott, Chris and whoever else is there, I was listening to some old podcasts the other day when I came up with a business idea for Chris to pitch to Deborah Meaden. Remember when you gave her a nudie pen with a picture of Chris on it?
Yes.
Well, Chris could set up his own nudie pen / erotic stationery business called Stark Naked. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Love you, bye. Kate, off of Scotland.
That's a good name. And sometimes the name of the company comes first.
Yes.
And then you decide what you're going to do with the company afterwards. I like it.
I like it as well. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Do you remember how shocked Deborah Meaden was when you decided to tell her that a great idea would be to for her to have her own range of pens called...
The Dirty Dragon Pen.
She was like, next!
Dear Scott, you said anything can get on. I'm not sure what to say. Just want my name read out. So, hi. Love you, bye. Dom, Kirby.
So you are, Dom. Told you. Anything get on, dear Scott. There's no quality control. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The Posh Radio 4 lady might read yours out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott. Louise has been on. She's just come back from the south of France. And, you know, they have kids' club in the hotel, which is them, like, making 3 to 5-year-olds dance around to songs.
Yep.
Just to keep them amused. The kids' club song last week was the unedited version of Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Amazing.
I love See, it. They just don't... You know that I'll be on French radio all the time as well. Come on, kids, dance. Right. Nick Grimshaw, as you might know, is taking over this show on the 24th of September. It's getting nearer, isn't it? A few weeks now. Has anyone else noticed? Like, when we were in Edinburgh last week, and also when he was in yesterday, he's quite flippant about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. I've got to get up early, lol.
I love any excuse for your impression of him.
Like, totally sick that I'll be getting up early, but I keep forgetting. So, we've just been kind of hatching this plan for this morning.
Yeah. Well, I've worked with him in the afternoons. Do you remember when you were off doing your Eurovision stuff?
Yeah.
He took that week to basically annoy Matt Fincham a lot and annoy a lot of people that week.
And guess who the one that doesn't speak is today? It's Matt Fincham. He's in charge of this show. Yes, he is. No. So, well, you kind of are. And we think, well, he's got to get up early quite soon. Mm. He keeps forgetting that he's going to be on. It's like the biggest job in radio today. And I just don't think he's thinking that it's as soon as it is. So what I'm saying is we make his life a little bit miserable this morning. But in fact, we're actually doing him a favour.
Yes.
He's not in today, but I'm saying that we go round and wake him up.
Yeah, I think this. I mean, it's a basic idea, but I think it's a good one. And I've heard he had quite a late night as well.
Matt Fincham knows this. What time did he get in last night?
Well, he was doing his show last night, so he would have finished about...
Half twelve.
In bed about 2, 3.
2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I'm saying, how far does he live? Not far. Like, go round there.
Yeah.
Have you got a megaphone?
I've got a megaphone, and he's not the biggest fan of Jessie J.
No.
So I'm thinking we go around there with a megaphone.
Blasting Jesse J on the loudhailer.
Yeah. And
his two least favourite things. Yeah, just go and do it. And because he's got to do this, but even earlier, in a few weeks. He's got to be up at what time you'd be getting him up?
Well, he'll probably stroll in at half six.
Half six.
Six.
Yeah. But it's now just gone half past seven.
I'm up for it.
He should already be up. He needs to be in training for this. Right, we'll send you off in a minute.
Yeah, all right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I'm going to enjoy this. Hey, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
Are you on your way?
I've just left Radio 1 and I'm now just trying to get a cab.
Okay. Put your hand in the air, because in London you have to hail them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the ones with the lights on.
Yeah, all right, I think I've got one. Right, I'm going to go...
Got a yellow light on, yeah?
Yeah. Megaphone, Jesse J, Grimmy
Awesome. Self. Okay, let's wake Grimmy up next. He needs to get used to this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, where are you right now?
Well, I'm on a very quiet street in London, not too far from Radio 1.
And this is where Nick Grimshaw, new host of this show, lives.
This is Grimmy's house, yeah, his actual flat. It's like down some stairs, so it's like this. I'm going to have to go down some stairs, but I've worked out that his bedroom window is backing out onto the street.
Awesome.
So I think this could work really well.
So you're there now with your loudhailer.
Yeah.
And your secret weapon, Jesse J.
Yes, Jesse J, because I've heard that that should rile him up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's the first thing that he would want to hear in the morning, because, I mean, I love Jesse J, but he is not the biggest fan.
No, and in particular the song Nobody's Perfect, I believe.
Is that the Whaley one?
Yes, I downloaded it.
Have you?
So I'm basically, I'm outside. I've got to be quiet because I don't want him to hear this. I'm outside his bedroom window.
Is there anybody else around?
There's not at the moment, but right. I'm quite aware it's early in the morning, so I don't want to cause too much of a disturbance to them.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice, really, because his flat's sort of tucked a little bit, so I can...
Okay.
I think this should work quite well.
All right, so if you be quiet now until the actual moment, if you've got to go down the stairs first, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to go down these stairs. He's going to have to get used to this time of the morning, though.
Oh, no, I was going to say, the reason we're doing this is because Grimmy has taken over this show on the 24th of September, and he's being quite flippant about it. He's like, oh, I keep forgetting that I'm going to be doing this in a few weeks. So here's a little reminder for you, Grimmy. Okay?
What should I start with? Some gentle tapping, or...?
I think maybe just a kind of Grimmy, wake up, through the tannoy. Through the loudspeaker, I think.
Oh, I've got the megaphone as well.
There it is.
Grimmy, it's morning. Wake up.
Bit louder.
Hang on. Grimmy, it's morning, wake up.
Louder still. That's not going to wake him up.
Grimmy, come on, morning.
Are you knocking on the window?
Time to wake up, Grimmy. he's not having any of it.
We need to break out the Jesse J.
Hang on a sec. I'll put it through the...
Put it through the megaphone. Oh, ow! No!
Oh, hang on, he's fixed.
Here we go. I knew that would work.
Scott, he's... Hello, Grimmy, you all right? Oh, no. Scott, he doesn't look impressed.
What's going on?
He's just... Hang on. Morning. Scott, he's just opened his window.
What's he wearing?
He's in sort of bed clothes.
Okay.
Like, scraggy T-shirt and...
Scraggy.
How are you?
I'm fine. What do you want?
I've got to come wake you up.
Why?
Because you've got to get used to this, man. It's early. I'd put Jesse J for you in the morning.
Yeah?
How are you?
Hi.
This is awkward, Scott.
Really awkward.
He's just sort of staring at me.
Just shout him and just go, wake up, with the loudhailer again.
In his face?
Yeah.
Wake up! I'm awake!
Okay, just check in.
Okay. You might have to go, Scott.
I would go, yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, right. Just tell him to stay awake. Tell him not to go back to sleep.
Don't go back to sleep for me. I'll do it. In fact, I can lean into his bedroom window with this.
Do it.
Let's see who's in there. He's not entertaining.
Can I come in now?
Oh, can I come in? It's like Chris.
Oh, you can go in for a cup of tea.
I'm in, yeah.
Actually, no, we need you back here. Well, I think that went well. So yeah. There's a lesson there. If you ever doesn't ever get up, Matt Fincham, then just go round and blast "Nobody's Perfect" by Jesse J. Loud.
Done.
At like 5 a.m.
Done.
It's only 10 minutes away. You'll be here every day. Good. You'll never need to call me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Morning, Abby from Devon. He says, I love hearing Gaga on the radio. Gets me hyped for seeing her in London next month. Me and my sister Stacey and my friend JJ are going, and we're all dressing up in true Lady Gaga spirit. I got you to dress up as Lady Gaga recently, didn't I, Chris?
Again? There's a massive backstory behind this.
The videos will be available soon on the internet. I made you dress up in that costume that she wore at the Brits. Remember that one that looked like a little swimming costume?
I really want to point out this was against my will, and
we had a fun evening at my house.
That escalated.
I do appreciate it,
and I'd rather we didn't speak about it. To be honest,
I do have a photo of it on my phone.
No, don't say that, because then immediately people upstairs will go, "Oh, brilliant! Let's put it on the website." No,
okay, that was Lady Gaga and Edge of Glory. Well done with the grimy thing. Is he awake now?
He is, yes.
He's not going back to sleep,
though, because I was sort of just stood there staring at him with a megaphone, just shouting at him.
Yeah. It's good that you woke him up, though. He needs to get used to it.
Yeah, definitely.
People were loving it on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah.
How were the neighbours? Did you just run off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Faze is coming in at 8:30 this morning. Is this going to be awkward after last week? He was our last guest host on Thursday night in Edinburgh at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Video still available to watch on the website. If you need cheering up today when you get to work, watch Barry Morgan and his World of Organs.
Mm.
Watch the Paloma Faith one. And watch the Stushy one as well. Really good performances from everybody last week. Lots of comedy, lots of good music, a bit of burlesque.
Yeah.
And Faisal was our guest host. Now, when was the last time you saw him?
Right,
can you remember?
My last memory of Faisal was in that club
that we went to after, yeah.
And he was dancing away, he was having a lovely time.
Yeah.
But is this not going to be awkward now? Because this is work, and this is like, we've got to be quite serious and professional.
Well, we'll see what he remembers when he comes in at 8:30.
I don't think he's going to remember me, but I had my arms around him.
I know.
I was
getting fully involved. Anyway, we'll find out at 8:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills, it's 8:42. It's Faze Wesley. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scott Mills. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. It's Fazer. Now, thank you very much for offering me a bacon sandwich right now on Twitter.
It's all right.
Where is it?
You didn't reply, so it was a
I haven't got time.
Late.
I'm doing a show.
I know. I didn't have time. I was trying to get to you.
I like it that you just offer people sandwiches. That means you're rich.
It means my heart's rich.
Yeah.
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 Yeah? Who else offers bacon sandwiches willy-nilly like that?
I just think it's friendly more than anything.
He's got all the monies. Thank you so much for being what?
I just like you, Scott, man. I think you're a genuine guy. I thought, early morning, he's doing the breakfast show. The best thing he could do right now is a bacon sarnie, you know?
We definitely bonded, all of us, last week
in
Edinburgh. Thank you so much for being our guest host at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Thank you, man.
Be honest. That night is not something that you would normally go to, is it?
No, comedy shows and cabarets and stuff, like, it's not really the thing for me. But, you guys invited me down. I had such a laugh, mate. It was absolutely epic, man.
I remember being in some club in Edinburgh. Chris had his arms around you.
Oh, my word.
I was very tired.
Yeah, it was a bit funny that night. It was a bit left field, do you know what I mean?
It was a bit left field. It certainly was left field for you, I would say.
Yeah.
I sent a tweet the next day saying, my face hurts. And I noticed that you joined in with that. It was probably a bit of a struggle the next day.
Yeah, my entire body hurt.
Yeah. Have you recovered yet?
Yeah, I'm all right now. I'm all right, back into work mode and, yeah, ready to take the world on.
It was almost like a night off for you, probably, because you don't get a chance to, you know, do that very often.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm always, always, always in the studio. I call myself Lab Rat Faze because I just lived there, do you know what I mean? So getting a day out with you guys, come up to Edinburgh,
see like a little holiday.
Town. It was like a little holiday, yeah.
You might have forgotten because it was a while ago now, but you did go on stage with the posh Radio 4 lady at the end, which I thought was brilliant. Let's listen to this. This is posh Radio 4 lady and Faze on stage. Videos are online for this.
He met Marmalade down in old Moulin Rouge. Starting her stuff on the street.
on the street.
She said, hello, hey Joe, want to give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, here. Oh, yes.
Boca, oh, yes.
Chocolata, ya, ya. Creole lady marmalade. Now, this.
Chris was a little bit worried about seeing you this morning.
It's just weird hearing that back now. Yeah. And then it's like, it's all serious work mode again, and it's...
Do you know what I mean?
Professional.
Yeah.
What were you worried about, Chris?
Well, just last time I saw you, I had my arms around you, telling you I loved you.
Hey, listen, bromance is all right every now and again, fine. Man. It's yeah. all fun, man.
Especially in that club we were in.
Yeah, it was a bit... leave that.
Anyway, so...
yeah, it was a funny club.
Back to the fun and filth. I think one of your highlights was this guy. Let's hear him.
All right, yes, I'm Barry Morgan from Barry Morgan's World of Organs in Adelaide, Australia. And I'm travelling around the world sharing the joy of the organ and teaching my world-famous one-finger method.
It was the bass line that always got me on this. Yeah. What's the bass line?
If you haven't seen this video yet, make it your mission when you get to work this morning. Look up Fun and Filth on the Radio 1 website and click on Barry Morgan. You have to see his face.
Hey, he's red. He's a legend. He's yeah. a legend, mate. I'm telling you.
He's a legend in South Australia.
Yeah, he's a legend in South Australia. And if anyone ever came up to me and gave me a demo like that to buy an organ, it sold, mate.
Would you?
Yeah.
So you consider working with Barry Morgan in his World of Organs?
No, I don't consider working with Barry Morgan in his World of Organs, but I say he's a great salesman. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
Pass his number on to Rihanna.
Yeah, all right. Really, I got a I got a Barry Morgan and he plays an organ. What are you saying?
You should put him in the new video, like next video you got.
Yeah?
Because his face is amazing. Imagine that in the background of his video.
It's
with
crazy.
His organ.
It's crazy.
I'm glad you had a good night.
I did. And we've got to do it again sometime as well.
Definitely.
Definite.
Seen today that your video for Killer has had, last time I watched it, 1.3 million views.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still trying to get them up as well, man. People need to view that video.
That's quite
crazy.
A lot, Faze.
I know. But you know how I'm seeing it, yeah? I feel like I can always better myself, do you know what I mean? I always feel like that.
You're funny. So, in the video, you're in, like, an asylum.
Yeah. It's like, basically, the video is, like, me being locked up because I become a love killer. Soon as a girl falls in love, I make an exit, I break a heart or two, and you become a love killer and ultimately get put in this love jail, a love asylum by these love officers, and me in a straitjacket basically subliminally saying relationships could send you crazy, and there you go, Faze in a straitjacket, nuts.
Yeah. Have you been a love killer?
I have recently as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Boo to you.
I know, boo to me, man, but you know what?
Whose love did you kill?
I don't want to expose nobody, but yeah, there's a couple in the pipeline.
What? Ones you're planning on doing?
Yeah, as well as.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies.
Something to look forward to.
If there's something to look forward to, yeah, in the next few weeks, days, months.
Heartbreaks!
You haven't got no time for a relationship.
No, you know what it is? My main focus right now is just really, really knuckling down and finishing my album, do you know what I mean? Like, for me to go out and look for girls and, hey, man, I love you, man. How about you be my girlfriend? And, oh, my God, yeah, we should go out on a date. We go to McDonald's.
Why do you, when you fall in love with a girl, why do you turn into Michael Jackson?
I don't know. It's because it's a bit candy flossy, isn't it? It's like, okay.
Hearts and flowers. Right, let's play your song.
Yes.
This is Phaser and Killer. You're listening to BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Phaser, Killer on BBC Radio 1. Look at his face. It's genuine beaming with excitement.
Killer. Yeah, mum. I'm happy for that, mum.
Can I just say, you know, you said that you would never work with Barry Morgan and his organ.
Yeah.
Well, what's this at the beginning of your track?
Yeah, there he is.
Hello, I'm Barry Morgan. Welcome to the world of organs.
Flexing.
Come on, Barry. That can easily be him.
Hey, next time, yeah, if he comes to do the cabaret next time, he's got to cover that record. Could you imagine that?
I'm doing Killer by Phaser.
I think it'll turn me off my record so much.
You won't be able to think of anything else about his, apart from his face, every time you hear this. Please watch the video if you can get to the Radio 1 website today. It was one of my favourites.
He was one of my favourites as well. Definite highlight.
So, obviously, very excited about this single, but you have been going on at me for a while now about the next one as well.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, Killer for me was a complete vibe, do you know what I mean? When I made the record, I didn't make it for Phaser, but my vocal sounded great on the record. Summertime's here. I think it's a great record for myself to just come out into the industry and say, oh, what's Phaser doing? Like, no expectation out of Phaser. What's he going to do? So I came out of a dance record, big dubby sort of drops and everything like that. But my second record is what I call Getting Serious, do you know what I mean? Mm. It's like, it really showcases what I'm about as a producer, as a writer, as a rapper as well, and as a musician. I'm doing grand piano solos. I'm recording strings up for it in a couple of weeks in Abbey Road. Like, I'm going fully in. It's a 95 BPM straight raps, very close to my life, and it's very relative right now. Yeah,
you've been doing a lot, because I know that you've offered up some tracks for Rihanna's album, the next album.
Yep,
her 187th album. Let's be honest, she churns them out, doesn't she?
She does.
How does that work then? Do you just get in touch with her people and go, here's some songs, would you like them?
No, we actually got contacted by her label, Roc Nation, because I got a production company with a guy called Pete Ibsen, and it's called Sky's the Limit Music, but he signed to Roc Nation as a producer as well, so he must have got the call and said, look, what you guys done with Talisa's record and everything, like, it would be great for you guys to bring your sound down to the Rihanna album writing session. So it was like, alright, fine, great for it.
Because a lot of people might not know that you wrote Young by Talisa.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you?
No, that's cool.
Oh, come on, bro, get with it.
And co-produced your favourite song ever, Dappy No Regrets.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh.
So he loves you even more now.
Yeah.
He'll probably give you another hug in a minute.
Uh-oh.
Fives.
Fives, bromance.
So, but when do you find out that she... like that she said yes?
Well, you gotta understand, she's like one of the biggest artists in the world right now.
I understand that, Phaser.
So one of those ones is like, she probably got every Tom, Dick and Harry there just doing records for her. So she probably got about 200 records on the catalogue, do you know what I mean?
She probably doesn't even listen to them herself.
Probably not. But she probably got a load of A&Rs. Right, this should be the next Rihanna single. We think this should be Rihanna. Perfect for her.
But if they choose one of yours, you can buy bacon sandwiches for everybody forever.
In the whole building of
like all of our listeners will get a bacon sandwich if she chooses a track.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Bacon sarnies for the world.
Hey, we've got Dappy coming in on Friday. Have you seen him lately?
I haven't, you know. I haven't had the chance. He's been finishing off his album up in Oxford, so he's been up there full on as well.
I see his late night tweets. He's like, I'm in the studio again. It's like, okay, I've just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, he does all-nighters all the time.
He does. He's on what we call the graveyard shift, and literally he comes alive in the nighttime, like on some Bruce Wayne sort of vibe. Like, do you know what I mean?
As he's coming in on Friday, and seeing as you haven't seen him for a while, maybe you could do him a quick message and we can play it to him on Friday.
All right, cool, man.
It saves money on text and stuff.
Yeah, man.
And go.
That's his Phaser, man. Where are you, man? I ain't spoke to you for a couple of days. You still ain't been on Twitter and promoted my single for me. What's going on, bro? Holler at me, brother. Phaser.
I like that.
So we could leave that as a voicemail.
Yeah, it sounds like a voicemail.
quite self-contained. And have you heard from Talisa at all?
I haven't, man. I haven't. She's busy doing the X and everything like that, you know?
That was incredible on Saturday.
Yeah, it was crazy, wasn't it?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it. Mel B was a beast, wasn't she?
I know, but I loved it. Because you know, she does Australian X Factor. So she's kind of worked on that act for a while, because I think she's been on that for two series. But I quite liked it, because normally it's everyone... Well, particularly at the moment, everyone's going, I think you're a great artist.
Yeah.
And I think you're great. And it's like, I quite liked her for a change, going, I wanted to fall asleep. I quite enjoyed it.
Classic.
It was a bit like, you know, Simon was back for a minute.
Yeah, it was, isn't it?
But Talisa does great on that show.
No, she does. She does. She really does.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And let's have another night out soon.
Please.
Maybe somewhere different.
Yeah.
But even though you fully embraced it.
I did. Yeah. And I've got nothing wrong with that.
And Barry Morgan has already been on saying next track he's on.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably like one of your album tracks, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I'll figure something out where we can fit a bit of Barry Morgan's organs in there.
He'll be very pleased with that.
Can you imagine Phaser featuring Barry
Morgan's World of Organs?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sam and the Womp are in the live lounge tomorrow with Fern Cotton. They are. I wonder what song they'll do. But they're going to do a cover as well. And they're going to pop in for a chat with us before. I've always wanted to meet Sam and the Womp, so tomorrow's a good day.
What do they look like?
They're quite kooky.
Shall I Google them?
They're Sam. Wacky.
Sam and the Womp. I'm just interested to see what the Womp looks like.
I want to know how you actually Womp, because we've been telling people to do it for months now, without really knowing what it is. Because people, it's whatever you make it, it's whatever you want it to be, the Womp, but I'd like to know the official Womp.
You see, am I really sad about this? You know, I love this on Google, where you type in Sam and the Womp, and then it tells you everything, like four things that go with it.
Yeah.
So it says Sam and the Womp Bomb Bomb, Sam and the Womp Wiki, Sam and the Womp Girl.
You're obsessed. Like, Chris spends most of his show Googling pointless things.
I do this. I type in a name just to see what comes up afterwards.
And out of this came this new game, which we want to do.
Yeah.
Which I think we should play now. So we've got Smooth Talking Dan to voice some of these. You know when you type in to a search engine, is Scott Mills, and then it'll come up with suggestions?
Yeah.
All right, married, or a hamster, or whatever.
Single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got some for you here. Matt Fincham, do you want to play along as well?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is what Chris spends most of his time doing at the moment. Here's your first one. When you type in this...
Is Fern Cotton...
What comes up? I'm after the top suggestion. Play along at home for some Scott Mills points. You can get 10 if you can get the top answer.
Okay, so the one that comes up first.
First, yeah.
All right.
To this.
Well, is...
Hello? Hello?
On. Is Fern Cotton...
What's the first one that comes up?
I'm going to go pregnant.
Is a good answer.
I'm going to say available.
Is that the top answer? For 10 Scott Mills points?
Is Fern Cotton Jewish?
What?
That's wow. The first one that comes up.
Okay.
Other suggestions on the list when you type in is Fern Cotton?
Is Fern Cotton pregnant? Is Fern Cotton single? Is Fern Cotton hot?
Why would you need to ask that?
So loads of people must have typed this in on Google.
Yeah, and I think that's how they do it. Mm. But the top answer was Jewish. Here's your next one.
Does Nick Grimshaw...
Oh, gosh.
Easy. Careful now. What's the top answer there for 10 Scott Mills points?
Does Nick Grimshaw...
There's a really obvious...
I can only think of filth with
this. What's your top answer, please? Oh. 10 points if you get it right. Don't type it in if you're listening at home or at work. That's cheating.
Does Nick Grimshaw like... Oh.
Does Nick Grimshaw...
What's next?
I can't think of... Oh.
Does Nick Grimshaw realise he's going to take over the Radio 1 breakfast show in a month?
Yes.
Wow, quite long.
Yeah, but... maybe.
Does Nick Grimshaw like... Makita Oliver?
Top answer was...
Does Nick Grimshaw have a girlfriend?
That's your tough answer.
Interesting.
Yeah. Other suggestions when you type in that?
Does Nick Grimshaw have a sister? Does Nick Grimshaw have a brother? Does Nick Grimshaw have children?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that? Oh, oh no. God. Okay, next one.
I like
Has David Beckham...
Has David Beckham...
Has David Beckham...
What's next? What's the top answer?
Has David Beckham... ever had plastic surgery?
I think I know this one. Is it like, has he got a CBE or an MBE?
Google this a lot, do you, Matt?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Top answer was...
Has David Beckham been knighted?
Oh, yes. I can give you the points for that, I think. Well, kind of. You were on the right lines. Yeah, 10 points.
Has David Beckham had a hair transplant?
These are the other ones.
Has David Beckham done charity? Has David Beckham retired?
It's a good game. Next one.
Is Professor Green...
What's the top suggestion?
Ooh.
What comes up next?
I reckon going out with Millie from Maiden Jones.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but... is Professor Green single?
The top answer was...
Is Professor Green a real professor?
Also in that category, you could have had...
Is Professor Green tall? Is Professor Green dating Millie?
Yeah.
Is Professor Green with Pixie Lott?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the top answer, though, Fincham. Sorry.
Stars.
Oh, this is a good one.
Can Harry Styles
Oh, no.
What's the top answer, please?
Oh, I don't know why I can't get away from...
There are certain things that you think of, aren't there?
Can Harry Styles...
I can really think of one.
Oh. Yeah. Can Harry Styles... lick his own elbow?
My whole career flashed before me there.
You can feel this one, Scott.
Okay. Can Harry Styles straighten his hair? Because it's curly. The top answer was...
Can Harry Styles play guitar?
Oh. You could have had.
Can Harry Styles speak French? Can Harry Styles swim? Can Harry Styles drive?
Now, here's a good one for you.
Is Matt Fincham...
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Uh-huh. So what's the top answer?
Any good at his job?
Oh, I'm just going to stick with single. Is Matt Fincham single?
Top suggestion.
Is Matt Fincham in EastEnders?
What?
Do you know what? You're to blame for that one. Because ages ago, in the afternoons, I think it was Becky, said there was a character in EastEnders that looked like me.
Oh.
He was really lame and he lasted about 6 months, but there was a very similar looking character.
That's our fault then. Other suggestions on the Is Matt Fincham include...
Is Matt Fincham a divvy? Is Matt Fincham Arthur Christmas? Is Matt Fincham in the bill?
I wish.
He wishes he was.
I like this. So
this is so much fun.
It's good.
Do you think if everyone listening typed in a certain question, is that how it changes?
I think so. Is it popularity of question?
So we can manipulate
this. Yeah, so if we thought of the right person with the right question, that would be the top result.
Oh, here we go.
Is Scott Mills... Oh,
God. Careful what you say. Really careful now.
Really 24?
Is Scott Mills...
It's a good answer, Matt. What are you saying?
Is Scott Mills related to Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, ha ha.
No, it's a genuine question.
Just because I look like her doesn't mean we're related. Top answer was...
Is Scott Mills gay?
Fair point. Other suggestions included?
Is Scott Mills single? Is Scott Mills married? Is Scott Mills leaving Radio 1?
And I've got one more. I'm enjoying this. One more.
Can Simon Cowell...
Move his forehead, is my answer.
That's a good one. Can Simon Cowell... I don't know. I genuinely can't think of anything.
Come back to the X Factor, maybe, in the UK? Oh,
good.
Shorter than that.
That'll do.
You honestly can't think of anything I can't think of Simon Cowell can do.
Can Simon Cowell... I don't know.
Play an instrument.
There we go. Yeah.
Wow. His mind went blank there, see? You see his mind is desperately trying to find something. It didn't. You could see the cogs turning.
Can Simon Cowell sing?
Other suggestions you could have had.
Can Simon Cowell actually sing? Can Simon Cowell even sing? Can Simon Cowell play an instrument?
Wow, it's all about singing an instrument. Well, that was fun. I'm now going to... I think we should play this again tomorrow. Yes. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like this game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, let's get some bingo in our lives. Innuendo Bingo for Tuesday starts now. Watch us on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Let's do it. Hello if you just got to work, and hello if you're watching us on the Radio 1 website. I don't know whether bosses allow it this early. Like, towards the end of the day, it's probably better. But hi, if you can watch on your laptop, bbc.co.uk/radio1, or just put us on at work. No one will notice. It's only 5 minutes. Hey, Becky's joined us. Hi.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, very good. How are you? Sorry I'm a bit late.
That's all right. We start at 6:30 now.
Just a bit.
See, I didn't realise this.
Oh, you thought it was 9?
And I walked 45. In at like 9:35 and just thought, why is everyone here already, Keen?
It's nearly done now, yeah. But thank you for popping along. Why are you dressed as a stripper?
No. I've got a poncho and I've got a policeman's hat on.
It says naughty policewoman to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was actually written on there. I was like, no, it's just a normal policeman's hat. It's to protect my thin fringe.
Okay. Yeah. And Chris is here.
Yep.
And we're all ready to play. Chris just in his normal clothing.
Of course.
No poncho.
No poncho, no police hat.
So, if you're watching on the website, let us know. If you're playing along, quite early to play along, but it's fine. 81199. Okay, fill your cheeks with water. If you've not heard this game before, what happens is our listeners spot some innuendo from TV or radio, something they've heard that might sound a bit rude. Our two players here put water in their mouths. When I play the bingo, the clip of innuendo, obviously the water will spill out all over each other or in the bin. Okay, James has sent this one in. James, give yourself some points. Let's go over to Channel 5. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And the cricket, where good teamwork is always encouraged. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right, exactly right, Mark. Infuriating. This is where real good teams nail a tail end.
Good start. It's not even really one, but I quite like it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one's sent in by Alan. Why is that funny? That's not even...
Because Alan's always send good ones.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know, if it comes from an Alan, it's going to be lol.
Okay.
I bet.
Thanks, Alan. Becky!
Sorry.
All the Alans are going to get really offended.
Why is a happy name?
This is cricket. And Henry Blofeld. Chris has spat right on the policewoman's helmet.
That's not one.
That's not one. This is Henry Blofeld. Come on, Becky. And he's telling us a story about a very nice night out that he's had.
I had dinner with a great friend of yours last night, or good friend Dick Foxton.
Okay, right.
He's a great friend of cricket, both here and there. We had a jolly good meal, we had some pasta.
Okay.
And lively conversation as always, and it's always good to see Dick.
Chris is gone. Becky's fine. She finds Alan funnier.
There's something wrong with me if that's the case.
I like his voice.
I had dinner with a great friend of yours last night. Or good friend Dick Foxton.
Oh, I'm Dick Foxton. Okay. Next. Hello to somebody in Edinburgh called Shabba.
Shabba.
Shabba. And they have been very quick off the mark. This is from earlier with me and Fazer.
Definitely, I'll figure something out where we can fit a bit of Barry Morgan's organs in there.
Oh, Becky.
That's not one!
I know. Chris is fine. Okay, more water, and let's go over to Holmes Under the Hammer now. Ben in Tunbridge Wells sent this one in. And it really is amazing what you see looking around other people's houses.
In the seaside town of Broadstairs, this semi might be about to come out.
Oh, there's loads of people watching. Loving Becky in a police hat, says Mark. Stephen is watching at work. Becky's old workplace where she was a help desk girl.
That was when I worked on the IT help desk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hi, IT help desk.
Just changed a bit of paper in the printer every now and then.
More water, please. Mm-hmm. Mm. Fiona Bruce.
Now, this is a rather lovely sedan chair. Did you come in the chair this morning, ladies?
Chris is first. Becky's fine.
All good?
That's an old one.
Yeah.
That is a classic.
Okay. Mark off of Nottingham has sent the next one in. And it's over to Eggheads. And Dermot talking to a very open-minded team here.
Yeah, occasionally we quiz together and quiz on our own now and again.
Okay, and how do you do when you quiz together?
We haven't actually never quizzed as an actual five, but we've quizzed on and off.
Something you ever come across, sir? Pats, your neck?
Well, I play in the Ormskirk branch of the Merseyside, so I come across Warrington teams every now and again. Yeah.
Right, well, come across each other on Eggheads today.
I can't believe you went at quizzing.
I just thought the quizzing was funny.
That was a really good one. Okay. Sorry, a bit tired. Pardon me. Kelly from Portsmouth and also Grace in Wallasey have sent this one in. Mm-hmm. And it's over to Dinner Date on ITV. And it really sounds here like it's been a successful date.
With a final splash of buttermilk, it's popped into bake. The bread will be served with antipasti. As Dave gets his meat out, thoughts are on the night ahead.
Chris, <God. laughs> how can you not?
And next, more water, please. Oh. Georgia and Charlie are watching online, hello. Also, Mark in Ipswich is watching at work. And Lewis in Essex. Okay, Luke in Cheshire sent this in. You got your waters there? And the Olympics are the gift that just keeps on giving.
That was one of the gents winning. I think that was Ryan Bailey for the US beating off two Jamaicans.
It's a classic.
It's a good one. Okay, two more. Chris is on the edge of losing it, I can see it. Come on, Chris. Get it together. John in Hull, thank you for this one. Chris. Come on.
He's lost it.
I knew he was. Yeah, I could tell. I know him so well. I knew he was on the edge. Come on, Chris.
I'm going to try again.
John in Hull.
Right. No.
Ready? And they're playing some really fun games on the Great British Bake Off.
Technical challenges are judged blind, meaning that Mary and Paul will have no idea whose barba they are biting into.
One more.
Is this the last one? I'm not sure how much I can take.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
I think we've reached the point with that one now where people don't laugh.
That was one of the gents winning. I think that was Ryan Bailey for the US beating off two Jamaicans.
And that was today's innuendo bingo. Who's wettest?
Chris.
Yeah. That's because you've got your protective poncho, innit? Let us know if you watch. Let us know if you played along at home. That was Innuendo Bingo the Jewel. Thank you.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.